Make sure you're in a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. Softly wriggle your fingers and toes and the rest of your body to settle into a position of maximum relaxation. Gently take a few deep breaths in and out, letting go of any tensions or thoughts that can wait till later. Taking the breath just a little bit deeper this time, then breathing out. No rush, no hurry. Breathing in, knowing that every breath in comes from Source, gifting you everything you need in this moment for you to exist. And that with every breath out, you're returning back to Source all the things that you have finished using or no longer require. Taking in new concepts, new ideas, new perceptions, letting go of old ones, old patterns, old beliefs. As your breathing becomes more relaxed, deep, and regular, you become aware that your whole body is covered in skin, just like a very thin wetsuit, like a space pressure suit. This pressure suit is like your consciousness, holding you together, pressing in slightly to form your physical body. It is the thing that holds your earthbound consciousness and your physical being in one place. Now as you breathe, take your attention down to your toes. Wiggle them slightly. Let any tension go. And as they are coming to a point of stillness, notice how the pressure suit on the outside of your toes starts to peel away and break up into a billion pieces, spreading out back into the ether. As that happens, you feel both feet starting to fully relax. First, the insteps, letting go on the outside of your feet so that the consciousness around your feet dissolves and leaves. As we move up into the heels and ankles, both totally relaxing. Feel the pressure suit peeling off, coming apart, and spreading your awareness. The sensation moves up through your shins and calf muscles, over your knees, and up to the thighs and hamstrings, feeling them totally relaxing as the pressure suit lifts off and dissipates. Bring your awareness up into your buttocks, your hips, and into your groin, your pelvic floor muscles, the lower parts of your back, your abdomen, stomach, and all the internal organs. Feel them all totally relax, and feel the pressure suit of consciousness slowly peel off, as it has no need to be consciously aware of those parts of your body anymore. Feel yourself becoming aware of your fingertips, right at the very end of your fingers on both hands. feel the pressure suit like a glove around each hand. And as the fingers totally relax, feel the fingers of the glove just opening up and peeling away. Your consciousness is now freed from the awareness of your fingers. Come up to the palms of your hands, working up through both wrists, rolling up your arms like the sleeves on a jumper. The pressure suit rolls up over the forearms, over the elbows, coming up to your upper arms, your biceps and triceps. The suit just peels away, becoming one with the ether. Coming up to your shoulders, your upper back, your rib cage, chest, lungs, and your heart. Feel them totally relaxing as the suit peels away, so all we have left is a hood of consciousness around your head, like a balaclava. Your neck and throat totally relax. Your jaw relaxes. Your tongue relaxes, as does the back of your throat, as the balaclava of consciousness starts to roll up over your head. You feel your lips, nose, eyes, eyelids, your eyebrows and your temples all relaxing as the pressure suit detaches and dissolves as you peel away the thin layer of consciousness that remains. You can let go of your face, your cheek muscles, your nose muscles, your forehead, and lastly the top of your head, rolling the last of the pressure suit off the top of your head, fully releasing it from the body. You become aware that the only thing left is a small walnut-shaped kernel right inside the middle of your head. It is your pineal gland, and it has its own protective shell of consciousness. This is your last layer of conscious attachment to what is your body. Slowly the shell opens, like an oyster shell, revealing a small golden pearl, an orb of your higher awareness. Freed from its protective shell, the golden orb rises up into the air and soars towards the sky, away into the ether. High above the clouds, your golden orb is free to make any choices that it wishes, create anything it desires, and go anywhere it chooses to go. For time is eternal. It has no meaning. A second can be a year, 1,000 years, or an eternity. Your orb chooses the full moon, and in the silvery moonlight, it spots a small tropical island off the eastern coast of Mexico. This is Cozumel, island of women. Your golden orb is drawn down towards it, landing on a golden beach with crystal blue waters lapping the shore. Inland is what appears to be an impenetrable tropical jungle. Yet from within the undergrowth appears a jaguar, sleek and powerful. It saunters up and lets out a soft, purring growl, then turns and walks back towards the jungle, swishing its tail before turning back. It wants you to follow, and you do. The jaguar leads you through the shadows of the jungle until, well into the night, you arrive at a clearing and a Mayan temple. The jaguar leads you up the stairs, then sits at the entrance. Your golden orb continues into the temple, where a beautiful girl with opalescent skin awaits, sitting in a crescent moon-shaped chair at a spinning wheel. This is Ixchel, Mayan goddess of the moon, midwifery, and creativity. She sits at her spinning wheel, weaving threads of moonlight into a silken veil. Moving towards your golden orb, she cups it with her dainty fingers. There is no need for formalities. She wants you to know that you are her equal. Because all beings are, and that you may simply have forgotten this. She reaches within your orb, and like the magician she is, removes a silvery silken veil, similar to the one she is weaving. This is the veil of illusion that separates you from remembering. Once the veil is lifted, she places it around her neck as a scarf and takes your orb to a magical portal, through which you can see all the possibilities of your future. Towards the left are some fearful projections that could manifest, as well as some unconscious fears that you were not even aware of. Towards the right, some amazing opportunities are presenting themselves in terms of career, relationships, and a myriad of other potentials. It fills your heart with joy and makes you smile just to look at them all. Ixchel asks you to choose, and instantly you feel you are at a crossroad with three choices. You could either go down the left, which does not look very inviting at all, grey and full of self-destructive behaviour, misery, pain, and heartache. Or you can choose the path to the right, which looks amazing, creating a rich tapestry of fulfillment, happiness, and a sense of purpose. And then, of course, you can continue on the path that you are currently on, with all the inconsistent results you are getting in your life right now, swinging back and forth from one to the other. You ask what the catch is, and Ishel tells you, the catch is simply, you reap what you sow. Choosing the path to the right, full of unknown potentials, and having chosen the creative path, Ishel invites you to return with her to the spindle, where she sits and begins to spin. As she does, she taps into your golden orb and begins to unravel a myriad of silken gossamer threads. Then she invites you to sit and weave the future you desire from your own gossamer dreams. You turn your attention to the actual process of being a creative artist. But for some reason, you hesitate. Ishel sees this and tells you to have no fear, that everyone is creative. Everyone has an inner artist. And that this inner artist is your inner child. And just like a child, it may hold irrational fears, create tantrums, and express complaints. And all these things can block your creativity. But the blocks can be removed, and the spinning wheel can easily be set in motion once again. Ishel helps you to remember the very first time your inner child was reprimanded or ridiculed for a creative project or creative attempt. How old were you? Where were you? What were you doing? Were you drawing? Singing, perhaps? Or even just playing? Ask your inner child to join you right now. And tell your inner child it is safe. It is valued and loved. Ask your inner child what fears and beliefs it created as a result of this event. Perhaps it believes that it can't draw, can't paint, or can't sing. Ask your inner child to list all those fears. Ask it to remember all the other events that followed. What else stifled your creativity? Imagine what your inner child would have created without those false fears and false beliefs about itself. What dreams would it have pursued? What visions? Ask your inner child right now if it can see that the reprimands it received were not based on truth, that they were subjective, expressing the fears of its mother, father, or a teacher perhaps. What does your inner child want to say to that person now? And how is that person responding? Is this person sorry for the pain and fear that it has caused you? Does this person want to make things right and make your inner child feel better? And perhaps you are now giving this person an embrace. And as you do, they are taking back all the things they said, owning them. And sharing that the fears that you have named are in fact their fears. And in the embrace you are sharing, this person is taking back all those fears. And you can help this process by breathing them out, letting them go, giving them back. Notice how much lighter and happier your inner child feels. How all its creative instincts come surging back. Give your inner child a big hug. And in doing so, allow it to merge back into your heart, into your golden orb. For this is where it lives. Thank everyone for the part they played in this scenario. And allow the vision to fade until it is just you and Ishil and the spinning wheel. Now, all your creative blocks are gone, and you can create whatever you desire. Uninhibited, freely, and spontaneously. Notice how much lighter and inspired you feel. You sit at the spinning wheel and keep feeding silk strands of your golden orb through the spindle and relating to Ishil all your creative dreams and visions for your life. Thank you. And as you weave, Ishel shows you any unfavorable and unwanted patterns that might sabotage your vision. And consciously, you let them go. Breathe them out. Remember that your pure intention can create anything. Are there any other sabotaging thoughts? What are they? Bring them from the depth of your being into the light, that they may help you to shift and broaden your perspective in the now. Which part of your body are these once suppressed patterns emerging from? Take a good look at what is presenting itself in front of you and see it vibrating in and out of existence in the frequency of the fear that it once held. Ishel holds the space for you, and as you shift your intention, lifting that frequency, making it vibrate faster and higher until all the fear is dissolved and transformed into pure love, strength, and whatever else you might need to create. See these qualities vibrate into existence, just as the tapestry continues to manifest before you. Notice the colors that come with each of these qualities, and observe how they are emerging from your golden orb, being woven into the tapestry, spreading throughout every fiber, strengthening and invigorating it in the light of the new reality you are creating. Notice how with every strand, the energy of your orb is being lifted. How you are now vibrating at a faster, higher frequency than ever before. Take some time to get used to this new elevated energy. Before you draw your attention to the other things you desire to create in your life, such as happiness, fulfillment, love. Share them with Ishel. As one at a time, you weave these memories, these visions into the tapestry of your life and into your future. Repeat this process until the new frequencies and colors of the new qualities are firmly entrenched and integral to every seed of your consciousness, every part of your being. You keep going, and within minutes you have woven a rich and vibrant multicolored tapestry in the Mayan tradition from your dreams and desires. You step back and take a look at the masterpiece before you. This is what your life can be. You smile, and with deep gratitude, thank Ishel for her assistance in your clearing, dreaming and creating process. Ishal steps forwards and pulls a single thread from your tapestry, and it begins to unravel and return to within your golden orb. You know that these vibrant threads will form the basis of a new DNA in every chromosome of your body. Feel this happening now. Feel the tapestry completely unraveling and being absorbed in your golden orb of consciousness. And with that, Ishal wraps your orb with a silvery veil of illusion from around her neck. Bidding her farewell, your golden orb absorbs the veil and exits the temple. The jaguar greets you at the entrance with a familiar growl and escorts you back through the jungle to the beach, where it is now dawn. And a glorious rainbow stretches from the sand far into the sky and over the horizon. You give your feline companion a loving and energetic scratch under the chin. And with a great feeling of freedom, and that all things are possibilities, your golden orb rises to journey along the rainbow. Your heart is filled with gratitude and love as your orb soars across the rainbow, eventually leading you to the other side of the planet, to a clearing in the Nordic forest, where once again the moon is shining full and bright through the trees. The air is filled with the sounds of music and aromas of fresh pine, musk, and sandalwood. An open fire crackles away in the center of the clearing, setting the scene for a special feast for the senses. Whilst around it, dancing joyfully and with total abandon, are naked nymphs, gods, goddesses, and all manner of creatures from the Devic kingdom. As you inhale the scene, you look around and notice a figure approaching on a glorious golden chariot, pulled by two magical blue cats. Wearing nothing but a feather cloak and a necklace of amber, her golden hair floats in the evening breeze. The chariot stops right in front of you, and she climbs off, greeting you with a twinkle in her eye and inviting you into her arms. This is Freya, the Norse goddess of sexuality. Her sensual powers and vitality are fully tangible. She adores creating sensual parties filled with romance and lovemaking. Freya is always the embodiment of unbridled beauty and harmony, and loves all things that give sexual and sensual pleasure. She wraps her feathered cloak around your golden orb, embracing you in her sheer life force, sexual power and grace. You deeply connect to her essence and breathe it into your very being. She leads you away from the festivities to a crystal stream, sparkling in the moonlight, and invites you to bathe. And as you do, nymphs and fairies pamper you, caress you, stroking you, licking you, touching you in all your most sensual spots. With every touch, your sacrum is filled with new life and new vitality. You feel as though the water is rebirthing you. It is delivering and celebrating your innermost desires and passions. You open the jar of bottled up emotions within to let them flow freely in the river of life without any restrictions. Gone are the guilt and the shame. Gone are the words of your parents, forbidding you to express your natural desires. Gone are the judging eyes of strangers. And all the stagnant energy and numbness within is being washed out and carried away downstream, to be replaced and rejuvenated with pure, joyful delight. All that remains is your natural state of vigorous, unrestrained, oozing passion. Feel it racing through your body. Breathe it in deeply. Invigorated and aroused, the nymphs lead you back to the festivities, where Freya is stretched out seductively on a massive bed of goose feathers, adorned with rose petals and strawberries. Surrounded by innumerable cats who are purring as they playfully lick each other with sheer joy, and fairies savoring strawberries and caressing the beauty of their full female bodies with the untamable force of nature. Freya drinks from her golden chalice, awaiting your return. She invites you to join her, and willingly you accept taking a deep breath and reclining beside her on the erotic bed of feathers. She takes your golden orb and places it in her chalice, and as she does, it dissolves, melts. You feel Freya's energy merging with yours in exquisite bliss. As the golden viscous liquid intermingles to become the key ingredient in the nectar of the gods. Things begin to change within you. It's as if switches are being fully turned on. Light bulbs replaced that have been long broken. Ancient memories and urges are returning. You remember you have felt like this before, a long time ago. And now it feels so familiar, so natural, so powerful. The cup bubbles to overflowing, and as it does, the nymphs, goddesses, gods and all the devic creatures of the night all gather round and each sip from the cup. They are everything one could desire, and now filled with your desire and essence. Freya invites you to play with her in mutual and unbridled pleasure, and for the next few hours, like you have never felt before, you bathe and wallow in sheer bliss and ecstasy, experiencing every subtle and intense tingle and wave of sensual stimulation and orgasmic fulfillment. Once fully satiated, satisfied and spent, you drift off to sleep. Awakening with the first rays of the dawn and to the sound of birdsong, your golden orb has reformed and is now embraced in Freya's cloak of feathers. Fully refreshed and revitalized, you notice that your energy is exactly like hers. Her power, her sensuality and vitality are all rekindled within your very being. And you are not only her equal, you are one with her, like drops of nectar in the same chalice. Leaving Freya's cloak behind, your orb glides out of the bed. Freya is nowhere to be seen. The nymphs, goddesses, gods and devic creatures are all gone as well. And the fire is but a remembrance of smoldering embers. All that remains is the golden chalice attended by one of Freya's cats. On inspection, there is one mouthful remaining in the cup, and you quickly quench your morning thirst with it, savoring every drop. Suddenly, you feel every single one of the evening's revelers within you, and you know there is no need for goodbyes, for you are welcome to return any time you desire. Ready to depart, Freya's blue cat escorts your golden orb to the rainbow at the edge of the clearing. And with heartfelt gratitude, your golden orb soars into the sky. From high above, you see the open protective shell from which your golden orb first emerged. You descend to the shell and nestle inside it, the top slowly closing around you. This time though, the glow of your golden orb shines through the shell and radiates in all directions, building a sphere of consciousness and creating the walnut-shaped pineal gland. In one direction, a point of consciousness starts to compress until the pressure suit forms a point of contact at your crown chakra. Compressing consciousness further, it manifests the crown of the head and recreates the pressure suit by rolling down, forming the forehead, the ears, the eyes, the nose, brain, mouth and jaw, throat and neck. Coming over to form your shoulders, your upper back, chest and ribcage. Manifesting the internal organs, the heart, lungs and bones, as it increases the compression, wrapping the body in warmth, in love, in awareness. Wrapping the body in consciousness, creating the body from consciousness. Down the shoulders, past the biceps and elbows, forming the forearms, the wrists, hands and fingers. Rolling down from the solar plexus to manifest the lower spine, abdomen, the stomach and other internal organs. Down through the hips, the buttocks, the pelvic floor muscles. Forming the upper thighs, the hamstrings, quad muscles and knees, spreading down, forming the shins and calves, then the ankles and heels, through the instep of the feet, and finally wrapping around every one of your toes. And so your higher consciousness has formed the body you have now, a new body with new awareness. You take a deep breath in from Source and start to become aware of your body. The gifts from your goddesses fill your lungs as you feel the blood carry them through your entire body. And with each breath, you breathe life and consciousness into your ego, which slowly brings you to full awareness of the physical realm that surrounds you, the sounds that are around and within you, the birds, the distant sounds of cars, the trees rustling in the wind, your beating heart. you become aware of the light shining on your eyelids and become more and more aware of what is happening in the physical realm of which you are now a part. You slowly move your fingertips, your toes, initiating them into physical being. Then move and stretch your entire body in whatever way feels right to you, bringing your body back into full awareness, fully awake, vibrant and alive. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes, keeping the new feeling of increased love, personal power, and heightened awareness, and carrying them back into your daily life.